not just social media. It's not just social media. It's right here. I mean, you're hearing it on the radio. Of course, you're hearing it on TV. And it takes a toll on you. I know it does on me. This is the shooting. This is the coverage right here live from, this was what was streamed and recorded there live in Dallas. Right? And your kids are going to come in contact with that. They're going to see it. I know it's summertime. As much as we'd like for them to be out, and this new Pokemon Go app makes that great to get them out of the house in some ways, right? And I remember, I don't know about you, Maria Lucci joins us right now, theempoweredmom.com. Maria, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I mean, we were out in the yard playing all the time all summer long. And you know, the weird thing was, is we could make a game or a, you know, toy out of anything. Give us a cardboard box. And I remember building a fort with my brother and our next door neighbor back with like scraps and stuff back in a backyard, back by our garage. And I mean, we were industrious little snots as a kid at some point.
But, and I think kids are now too, but I think it certainly it has changed because I just heard you mention Pokemon Go. And
yeah.
Most time, but I was out there playing that with my sons yesterday. So
I mean, they're outside, right? I mean, at least they're out in the great outdoors, even though their face might be buried in the iPhone or whatever, you know. I mean.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a different world for sure. And when you play that tape, the top that you just played of those gunshots, it's just, you know, Dallas is home for us. I mean, yeah. We're just north of Dallas, and we take our kids downtown Dallas all the time.
It's a beautiful
this
spot.
Really hit home for us.
That particular place where that took place, I was just there.
Really?
It was 2 years ago. I mean, it wasn't that recent, but it's just a beautiful spot right downtown there. When I realized where it was, I mean, it's just shocking.
Well, even more, as more and more details come out, it becomes more and more shocking. Thank God more people weren't gunned down.
Yeah, and it could have been a lot worse. Let's talk about this, Maria. I mean, as a mom, you know, you have to, and I think any parent, right, you're got to be conscious, because if you start to think about what this kind of, when you subject yourself or even now you think about your kids to this kind of news, the stories of the day, I mean, they can have a big effect on our kids. What do you do? How do you talk to your kids? I mean, because you don't want it to become a thing where they just get downright depressed and freaked out and anxious. I mean, you hopefully can use this as an opportunity to make it a teachable moment.
No, absolutely. There's lots of opportunity in this for you to start conversations, for them to take action, and we'll go through some of that. But, you know, here's the thing. I mean, just as you said, we can't shield them entirely from what's going on in the world and the violence, nor do we want to, because then we hold them back from learning and growing.
Yeah.
And, you know, depending on their age, you know, it depends on what steps you take. But, mm-hmm. but you can take steps as their parent to ease their nerves. I mean, look, kids are looking to feel safe and feel secure, and they're looking to you.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that... I mean, my husband and I, we're news people, so we tend to have the news on, but, and my kids saw it on Thursday night as it was unfolding. It started out as one, you know, with one gunshot or, you know, some gunshots.
How old are your kids, Maria?
News. I'm sorry?
How old are your kids?
So I have three boys within 21 months of each other. So my oldest is 13 and my twins are about to be 12.
Okay, so, I mean,
they were aware.
Yeah.
I mean... And one of the boys, before he went to sleep, said to me, in fact, he slept in my room because he was scared. And he said, "This is what scares me, Mama." And so I had to ask him, you know, "Well, what?" And he was like, "Well, just this kind of stuff happening. Do you think that they could come here?" Well, these are very real questions. You don't always get that expressed that clearly.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to, and I said, "I understand, baby, and I know this is scary. What can we do to make you feel better?" So right there was, I knew I couldn't take away the reality. I knew that was also a key. I needed to turn the news off because it was scaring him,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't want him to go to bed scared. And then my 13-year-old, and back to him, I said, "Well, what can we do?" And he said, "Maybe we should double lock the doors." And I said, "Okay, let's go do that."
Mm-hmm.
It was just something small that he could hold on to, that he felt like he had some control in his environment, and that's a key thing throughout all of this. My 13-year-old came in probably five times in the night. And he would just come in and say, "Mommy, I love you," and give me a hug. And
wow.
I asked him, and he woke up the next morning, and I said, "Babe, what was that about?" And he was like, "Mommy, is there still a killer on the loose?"
Mm.
And it just broke my heart. And I was able to say, no, there wasn't. But, you know, there was several people killed. Police officers were killed last night. So I don't want to insult this intelligence. And at the same time, you know, understanding that they're anxious. They're seeking that security. They're seeking that safety. And they're looking to us for those answers. So look at it. If we're having a hard time processing the reality and the weight, the gravity of the situation, imagine our children.
Oh, yeah.
They can't. They don't have the capacity. We don't have the capacity to process this harsh reality. But we do have some more of the tools, hopefully, you know, just from our age and our wisdom, our experience, but they don't. So I would say, number one, we have to give them age-appropriate information.
Yeah.
And engage them naturally. I mean, you can't ignore the conversation. That's huge. You can't ignore it, but don't force it. And again, the information that you're going to give a six-year-old versus a 10-year-old is vastly different,
mm-hmm.
right?
And how much, I mean, you talk about age specificity here, but what about, because when I hear your three boys, they all have, you know, every kid is different, right? They all have their own personality, so to speak. And, you know, some of them are more sensitive to these kind of things. I find that myself, you know, that I have to kind of, inevitably, I have to intentionally unplug at times.
Well, especially as news people, right?
Oh.
I mean, that's harder for us to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you, so my husband happened to be out of town at the time. On Friday morning, after then we really understood, you know, dawn broke. You know, dawn broke, and then so did so many lives and hearts.
Mm.
But I told my husband, I said, you know what? When you get home, this is what we're doing. I said, we are letting our kids be kids. I don't want the TV on. I don't want this on incessantly. I don't want them seeing this. I don't want them hearing this just ad nauseum. And I don't want to. I could tell. Number one, I had already been given clues. And just like you said, I mean, you know your children best, and you have to plug into what's happening with them. Now, listen, I mean, I'll be honest with you. My kids don't typically give me that omelet on a platter and say, "Hey, Mommy, I'm scared. Is there a killer still on the loose?"
Yeah.
But this was very, a much more serious.
It's right in your own backyard.
And hit closer to home.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, sometimes their anxiety is going to come out in different ways. And you have to be aware of that and notice that. But I made a very conscious decision with my children to return them to their childhood. We went and got ice cream cones. We had very much focused family time. We went and saw The Secret Life of Pets. And we didn't have the TV on. And I didn't want streaming video. I didn't want anything because I knew they were having a difficult time. Does that mean I was ignoring it? Absolutely not.
No.
Because we discussed it.
That's important, too.
Because my kids are aware.
That's an important distinction because, you know, part of me thinks that, Maria, it's interesting because, you know, we live in a world today where we're shielded. I mean, even in America, with all the crazy things that happen, but we're shielded. We have, we're sheltered in a lot of ways. We have the greatest country in the world. Here we are, you know, every now and then we can't stop bad things from happening. So we get into these conversations about gun control this or control that or criminals and let's be tough on crime. But at the end of the day, let's be honest. Here's the real, and this is the reality of it that I think a lot of people and our leaders aren't willing to say. We can't stop evil from happening. We can do our best, but evil exists in the world. The world can be a dangerous and dark place at times. That is reality. We can't change that. You can't put the story about the scorpion and the frog. The scorpion wants to climb on the back of the frog. The frog's going to take him across the water, of course. The frog says, "I can't do that. You're a scorpion. You're going to sting me." The scorpion says, "I wouldn't sting you. That's ridiculous. If I sting you, I drown when I get across this water. We get it out in the middle." And, of course, the frog says, "Well, you know, now that you say that, it makes a lot of sense. Why would I do that?" He goes, "Of course. All right. So, okay, I'll give you a ride, Mr. Scorpion." So sure enough, the scorpion climbs on the frog's back. They get out in the middle of the water. What does a scorpion do? Stings the frog.
Yeah.
And the frog says, oh my gosh, why did you do that? We're going to drown now. We're both going to die. Why in the world would you possibly do that? And you know what the scorpion says? The scorpion says, I'm a scorpion. That's what scorpions do. It's the craziness of the world that we live in. But thank you so much for helping us shine a little bit of light on this, Maria, and how to talk to your kids. More information about this and everything that Maria covers at her blog. It's theempoweredmom.com. Maria Lucci, thank you so much for joining us in Dallas.
Always love talking to you, Justin. Thank you so much.
Our thoughts and prayers with you and your family and the rest of the folks here in Dallas.